Canada's national population punched through the 40 million level last week, and while that may help fuel economic growth, a rising population also brings some serious challenges with it. When so many more people are residing in Canada, our public healthcare system sags under the increased weight placed upon it, and our housing affordability problem stubbornly shows no signs of abating as the rising population fuels demand. Last week, for example, Central One Credit Union's economic briefing for May showed that average house prices in BC rose by 5.1% over the previous month, pushing the average price of a home to slightly more than $1 million. The average price in Metro Vancouver is now $1.28 million. So even rising interest rates and a significant increase in the cost of living are not bringing down housing prices, or sales either. Central One's report also showed a 5.8% increase in sales last month. Surely, the steady increase in our population is outweighing any effect on the housing market brought by the two factors of interest rates and inflation. How else to explain a 7% increase in housing prices in places like the Fraser Valley, where the population is growing at a rapid clip? BC government statistics forecast that the Fraser Health Region's population alone will increase by 35% between 2018 and 2038, adding almost 700,000 new residents over that time span. Province-wide, the population is expected to rise by 27%, reaching about 6.5 million people by 2038. Not only will that population explosion likely keep sustained pressure on the housing market, but it will also put enormous pressure on the healthcare system, particularly because the number of people over the age of 64 when healthcare problems begin to mount is forecast to skyrocket in number. Across BC, the senior population is expected to increase by 71% in that time period, but in Fraser Health the increase is forecast to be about 95%. What's driving our population growth? BC's population grew by about 150,000 last year, and that is almost all international migration. We currently sit at about 5.4 million residents, up from 5.1 million in less than 4 years. The Trudeau government decided a few years back to greatly increase the annual level of immigration, ostensibly to nullify a growing worker shortage. Last year, across the country almost a 500,000 people achieved permanent resident status, and the federal government hopes to keep that number rising through 2025 and beyond. Don Wright, the former head of the BC Civil Service under former Premier John Horgan, recently wrote in the Orca of the problems associated with such a population explosion, and noted that 95% of new British Columbians are settling in Metro Vancouver, South Vancouver Island and the Okanagan, where affordable housing is already in short supply. The net result? Premier Eby is going to have even more difficulty in delivering more affordable housing, Wright wrote. It's hard to disagree with that statement. The fact that more than 1 million more people are expected to come to BC over the next 15 years underscores the need for innovation and planning in many areas of public policy. And with the federal government playing such a key role in our phenomenal population growth, look for the provinces to demand more from it to meet these rising challenges, particularly when it comes to healthcare and housing. Keith Baldry is chief political reporter for Global BC. Keith Baldry at globalnews.ca.